Blog Talk Radio.
Give me your fucking hands.
Like he's trying to breathe. That was a hit right there.
Thank you.
all you hear is him moaning. They beat the shit out of him. The phone lines is open and the phone lines is working. So I would love to hear what y'all have to say. The number is pinned up on the screen. Please call in that number so we can have a discussion on it.
Get him up. Get him up so he gets left.
He owns some.
That motherfucker owns some.
He owns some. Am I?
I'm sorry. I'm gonna bring it back. It was said that the I think I saved it. The lady, the DL, whatever. It says that they learned that it wasn't no reason for them to stop him. So I'm gonna look for that as well. So they didn't even have the probable cause to even stop this man. So that's what they found out. But I'll bring it back just a tad bit. All right, let's get it.
He owns some.
That motherfucker owns some.
He owns some. Am I? He cut
through traffic. I'm talking
about take both out.
I'll
come to traffic
and hear it.
Man, I got
your camera. 2938. This is my apartment. Need to come down to you, or are you bringing it back down here?
Bring him down here. Down here. Bring him down here. Down here. Come on, camera. Are you looking for your glasses, bro?
No, I'm sure.
Are they here, bro? I lost mine, too. Y'all see the glasses over there?
Well, look how he's sitting. Well, hold on, look how he's sitting there. Let me get a still frame real quick. Let me do a still frame so I could see if he looks conscious.
Fuck, man. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do he even look conscious though?
It don't
even look like he's like alive. You remember the Sandra Bland picture? But one picture, I'm not even gonna hold you. That picture of Sandra Bland, like when I think about it, like it haunted me for a minute. Like it kind of haunted me a little bit. Scary, very scary. The one where she's looking, and then the one where her eyes roll back. That means she was laid on the floor when he took that picture. Sandra Bland picture where her eyes roll back. She's laying on the floor when they took that picture. And they had to correct her eyes to as it like she took her mug shot. That was all staged. But anyway, it looks like he's not moving. Like he's not even consciously there. I don't see him breathing like how he was. He just sitting. I don't know. It don't look like he's conscious right there. Yeah, don't look like that nigga moving nothing. Yo, the dude is not even moving. Yeah, they propped him up.
My mama.
757 and 402. Hold on, I got y'all.
I just reopened my shit back up, bro. Whoa. My leg, bro. My knee. Oh, my shit.
And he's still not moving.
Hey, he took our running stone off in a wife in their face, bro. Hold on, what y'all
feel,
bro? Right here. He was running through the yard, bro. This is why I got on. Like, I said, he didn't, you know,
well, you said that. We went through there.
Yeah.
Y'all said, ball
here.
But then he started running.
All right, he's moving. Okay, all right. It looked like he moved a little bit.
I see his ass running.
Okay, right on time. So my chicken's at
the Yeah, he's moving.
Bro, my shit been hurting all day, but when I seen that boy running, bro, hey, come on, I ain't hurting no more, bro.
Yeah. Oh, he slumped over.
That motherfucker
high. He high. Come on. Hey, sit up, bro.
Yeah, he slumped over.
Sit up, bro.
Yeah. They beat that man to a fucking pulp, man.
Shit. My shit off the channel like a motherfucker.
I be not giving this man no medical attention at the, even like before the medics came, no type of nothing. So what, he ran, he was scared or whatever, that don't give you the right to beat him to a fucking pulp. Now the man is dead. No kind of assistance. You okay? Any bones broken, anything like that? Yeah, he's on something. All right, if you know he's on something, help a motherfucker out.
Man, where my leg go, bro?
Yeah, you also beat him with a baton too. I'm pissed the fuck off, man.
I'm working
on
the real rocking with
you. Me, man. Rocking. I jumped in and started rocking. What the fuck?
Man,
what the fuck?
Man, I'm telling you, bro.
Man, I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
I'm like this.
Lion. Now he swung. No, brother, y'all mother, they coming up with their story on the spot. This nigga know that he kind of they kind of fucked up. These niggas lying. He done try to go for his gun. No, bitch. I see two callers. Hold on. I see we got Virginia 757 and 402. So I know that's illest nigga from Nebraska. Just hold on. I got y'all.
He really had his hand on my gun. Like, that motherfucker on you.
Oh,
man. I don't know what that
motherfucker. Mind that motherfucker,
What I meant to say is, why the fuck they not showing the camera from the motherfucker that said they try to take his gun? The motherfucker that said that tased him a whole bunch of times and he took it off and threw it back at him. You motherfuckers, why are they giving us some fucked up camera angles?
He caught strong and hot. That's what it is.
And then we got the medevac that's over there. They not even treating it as an emergency. They looking at it as if he's on something. They know when a person has been brutally beaten that this man needs emergency assistance and needs to be put inside of the fucking truck and sent to the damn hospital. They not even moving accordingly to as this is an emergency. Move out the way, nigga. Come on, bro. Get up on that. I'm not feeling this shit. Yeah, go around, man, so we can see what the fuck is going on.
I'm trying to see that shit now, bro.
Niggas think shit is the game. They fun. Yeah, okay. Look, wait. Now that whole fucking time, you see that you saw like it was like some medics there standing right there. Why is he trying to get up off on the car himself? Nobody's attending to this dude. You see that, son? Hold up, man. Why is he by himself? Why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? Something is wrong, and they watching him. If I'm not mistaken, they said that some of the EMTs got fired too. I'm don't quote me on that, but I thought I heard that. So if that's true, that's good, because they not giving this dude no fucking help. Why is he like that, man? And just walking away. You see that shit?
Okay.
Look at that. Still not seeing if he's okay. No. Yo, that shit hurt. That shit is crazy. Oh, my God. Wow, man. Thank you. Evidently something is going on right now. Where is the EMTs? Those two guys look like they are like medical police or some shit, but they're not even doing nothing. Let me take these two calls real quick. This seems like this is pretty long. So let me go to Virginia, 757, you on the air. Everybody, please let me know if you can hear them. That's on the phone. Peace. Who's speaking?
What's good, bro? This is Mega, man.
What's good, Mega? What's poppin'?
Chillin', man. Chillin', yo. This shit is on. It's nothing new, man. It's nothing new. And I mean, like you said, like looking at this video, I mean, this is video that the Memphis Police Department put out. So, you know, I guess they felt they had to put something out, but they ain't want to put it out there for real. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's just sad, man, because.
Yo, speak up a little bit, Mega.
Oh, my bad. I'm just saying. Like,
nigga under a pillow.
Niggas ain't gonna do nothing for real, man. Like I said, but talk about it, march, tear up their own shit, and go back to smoking and drinking. I mean, like, you know, so what niggas really gonna do, you know?
Is this gonna be another George Floyd rally, march and shit like that, you know? And I'll just say this, they definitely fucked up, but you see how it's so different that how they treat black people. These five officers got fired immediately. Not saying that they didn't deserve it. Of course they did. Of course they deserve to get fired. But if there was Todd, Brandon, and Bradley, and Willie, or Michael, or Mikey, you know they would have been on administrative leave. I don't want to make this a racial thing, but we can't overlook shit. But that's kind of crazy. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that, though. But, I mean, like I said, though, with the police, man, I mean, they a gang, man. You know what I'm saying? They been a gang. And, I mean, again, like I said, I'm born and raised in Chicago. And, I mean, like I tell you, bro, my mother worked for the police. And she told me, you know what I'm saying, all my life, never be a cop, never be in the military. Like, I mean, like, this shit. Yeah, they been crooked, yo. I mean, it's like, and this is another thing I want to say about it, too. A lot of times these cops, man, they have this training, but they never get to do nothing with it. So they be wanting to do something, son. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could hear them, like, the dude who was at the car, when he was like, I hope they stomp him when they get him. And then you could hear niggas saying, like, when we catch him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas was tight, and I known this from a kid. When cops got to chase you, my nigga, you better hope they don't catch you, my nigga. Straight up. That's always been on. You're going to get your ass whooped, yo.
That's a fact.
To death, that's something different. But they been beating us. That shit was happening to us as kids, my nigga.
Yo, I remember.
I
remember one time. This is like early 90s, 92. And I'm gonna take it real quick so I can play the other angle that's coming up. But I remember speaking to this dude named Carl. Rest in peace, Carl. He got killed in the Bronx and shit. But I'm talking to him in front of you know, by his window. He on the second floor. I'm speaking to him, and some nigga ran by and police was chasing him. But the police didn't know I was right there. And he had to jump over the chain. He twisted his ankle. And I remember that cop came back because the guy, they was chasing, he was out. You know what I mean? So he came back and he said some racist shit to me and kept it moving. You know what I'm saying?
What?
I remember that. Yeah, but when they chase you and when they get up to you, they beat the shit out you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for sure.
Yeah, that's a...
But in closing,
that's it, bro. That's it for real, for real. That was the main thing. Like, we always known that rule. But yeah, go ahead, because I do want to see these other videos too.
All right, salute, man. Mega Bills.
All right.
Peace.
What?
I'm going to take these other two calls. Please make it quick. Illest nigga in Nebraska, please make it quick so I can play the rest of this video. What's goody, family?
Hey, salute, Mike. What's up with your brother?
What's going on, King? How's everything? What's your thoughts on what you saw so far?
Man, let me tell you something like this up, bro. Disgusting. Humiliating. And no empathy or no sight family or, you know, connection as, you know, a brother. That
right.
blue shit that they own, man. Now, these dumb motherfuckers ain't never learned, you know, with themselves that you're not the other white Caucasian blue. That's why y'all ass got fired as soon as this shit happened.
That's right.
But I'm going to tell you, when that man was on the ground, Mr. Nichols was on the ground, all that shit should have been seized right there. They picked him up and that big, bright motherfucker, big swole Arnold Schwarzenegger looking motherfucker. He came over and said, I'm telling you, I know, he said, put that motherfucker up, pick him up. And he sized him up and laid that motherfucker out like he was punching that damn bag at the game room.
Yeah.
He sized his motherfucker up, man. And that motherfucker, some shots and was turning and he was out of it then. He was gone then, man.
Yeah, and they looking into this man's eyes while he's leaning up against the car, looking at that. He's incoherent right now. He's probably going into convulsions,
like a motherfucker,
internal bleeding, all the stuff that's going on in his fucking head and his brain right now. And they just letting him just lay there, and they conjuring up a fucking story as they go on the scene. That's really fucked up.
In closing, I tell you like this too, man.
In closing,
you know, deepest sympathy, man. My condolences if, you know, anyone, his family members are listening to the show tonight. I think I can speak for all of us, man, you know, that of a color. This shit here, man, is as low as it can get, man. I understand it's fucked up when white boys kill us, man. But the question is, Mike, how am I really supposed to feel when we killing each other, too, though?
That's a fact.
I'm out, man.
Peace. Illest nigga in Nebraska. Peace. I'm going to take this last call. Area code 913. Please make sure you make it quick as possible. Thank you. What's going on, family? 913, what it be?
What's going on, young man? I appreciate you. Thank you for pulling me up on your deal. I respect you. I'll be shouting you out on my stuff. You know what I'm saying? But you know what, Mike? You Mike, too. I'm Icy Mike. My name is Mike, too. But, Mike, on some real, bro, you know, that man, I'm going to tell you something. You know, man, it's really sad. It is very unfortunate. I mean, bro, look, we doing ourselves. And them pink folks, like old boy just said, he was like, we were trained to hate each other. You know what I'm saying? That's just like that situation like that right there was like when Harriet Tubman was trying to free the slaves. Like, no, I'm going to tell boss you trying to leave. I'm gonna tell boss you after you done been beat by this pink man, this pink woman. They didn't beat man. I don't understand it. I mean, I'm mad because I'm gonna tell you something, Mike, bro. I was in a situation about 5 months ago when I had, because the police, when they pulled me up, because I know how Kansas City police is, you know what I'm saying? They did beat, man, it's horrible. But look, I ain't trying to take up all your time, but man, I want to get this out. Please, just give me a minute.
I was driving,
you know, my tags wasn't right on my car, right? So I was going out trying to give me a little, you know, doing a little tricking and stuff, you know. I ain't proud of it, you know. But, I mean, you know, I'm a single man. I was just riding the avenue, right? So they got behind me. They must have saw that I didn't. They must have saw that I didn't have a front tag on my car because I had got that tag off of one of the cars that I had prior, and I just put it on my car because I wanted to roll, you know. And so it was raining that night, and it was wet, and the police got behind me. I think they might have said, this ninja didn't roll around the block too many times. Let's pull him on over. So when they pulled me over on that side street, dark as hell, okay, they got out the car. As soon as they got out the car, I floored it, right? I'm rolling. And I did. I guess they said, we ain't going to catch that ninja. So they you know. But I had to slam. I ended up wrecking my car trying to get away. But I jumped out of my car, and I ran. I'm going to tell you how dirty police is. And it was God with me that night, Mike. Honest to God stuff, too.
The shit sounds sketchy already. But hurry up, land your plane, brother. But I feel you. Go right ahead, brother. Let's get it.
And so I had went and hid. It was like by this where they do the recycle stuff at. I was behind this tree. Man, they shot at me. They didn't even see me because they had the dogs and everything out. They shot at me, you know, but I'm behind this tree. I'm a little bitty dude, you know, black as hell, and they couldn't see me, you know. But police is dirty. I mean, they actually shot, and I'm like, damn, it was like damn near by my head. But they didn't catch me. I laid there for like about 4 hours until it got daylight. And then I got up and I made it on, and God blessed me to live to see another day. But, man, police is dirty. But for it to be five black police officers, man, look at their mug shots. Man, what are they even doing on the police force, dude? They look like they just got to, I know that they need police and things and everywhere, you know what I'm saying? But, damn, y'all, did y'all do a background check on them ninjas? You know what I'm saying? They all look like thugs. They look like straight thugs.
Listen, man, I feel you. I want to say thank you for your call, and we're going to get right back to it. But at the end of the day, you know, just by how they look, you know, we don't want to just judge off that, but trust me, I understand. But however, it's good that they got fired, man. I want to thank you for your call, Mike. Icy Mike, you stay up, King.
Yes, sir. Please. I'll be on it.
Nigga, you are something else, okay? This nigga talking about tricking and jumping on this nigga crazy, okay? Yeah, you. That shit sounded sketchy from the beginning. Now, I was driving down the street. I was I'm looking for some tail. You know, I was tricking that night. And I flawed it. Yeah, nigga. Yo, you something else, man. But anyway, let's get right to it. I'm waiting on some mail from my grandma, and hopefully, goddammit, it's downstairs now. All right, let me bring it back a little bit. Let's bring it back. Oh, wow. Okay, see, I got to, hold on.
We watch this. The officers now pulled Tyree Nichols over to the
car.
Oh,
wow, because it is live.
And that was the angle from the sky cam that showed the real horror of what occurred here. Kick after kick, punch after crushed with a baton.
You can see how aggressive the officer at arrest and control tactics and making up for it with brutality. From what everybody who has seen this had said, is it a shocking video? Yes.
Darren Porcher, former NYPD lieutenant, and you've investigated many of these situations of police violence. You've been in charge of investigating. What do you see here?
I was a lieutenant in the NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau, so investigations of this magnitude would have come into my purview, and it's clearly excessive force. But the biggest problem that I have is there's a lack of supervision. There's no direction on the ground. A first line supervisor, which is a sergeant, is a terminal component in policing. So when we look at it from a micro perspective, that officer is under that direct supervision of a sergeant, and that sergeant did not take control of the situation. The macro perspective is the chief of police. The chief of police is not on the scene. It's that micro perspective that involves the police officer and the first line supervisor, and that's where we see the void in supervision.
and just the what you're seeing here, police officer after police officer. And that's what's incredibly painful to watch. After we have watched all these videos from the body cam perspective, it's the static one from on high that shows the real magnitude of what happened here, Darren. I mean, are you shocked to see anything like this? Again, you see the kick after kick, just viciously. The guy's already lying on the ground. He comes in waving the baton over his head and slams it into him again and again and again. That's another officer. Then another officer, just sucker punching him.
We have something in policing we refer to as the force continuum. Yes. And that's where an officer starts with the lowest level of force, which is merely their presence. Then it elevates to verbal commands and then physical. And then it goes to pepper spray, a baton, and the worst case scenario is deadly physical force with a firearm. I don't foresee the need for the elevation above the physical force. I see a baton was used. I see officers kick this individual in the head. It's clearly excessive. But what's even more troubling is no officer was willing to intervene and say stop. I mean, there's a point where you have to intercede and say either stop or physically step between the officer that's assaulting the person and that actual individual, and that didn't happen.
Not even an intimation of such a thing happening. Charles Ramsey, also with us, the former Philadelphia police commissioner and D.C. police chief. What do you see here, Chief?
Well, the poll cam video is the damning video. The first video, you could see how aggressive the officers were in taking him out of the car. Obviously, they used pepper spray. They not only sprayed him, they sprayed themselves because you could see them getting water flushed to flush their eyes and so forth. The second video, I couldn't pick up a whole lot from there. I caught a little bit of it, but the poll cam video is the one that is really justifies the charges that have been placed. I mean, is it beyond anything in terms of policy training or anything else? Nobody trains for that. And you know, I mean, these guys are acting so far outside of bounds that, you know, you really can't explain it. Now you see him standing around. You know, one officer kicked him so hard and so much that he's limping around. Mm-hmm. The other, when Nichols was handcuffed, I mean, he's throwing hook shots at him, punching him in the face. You know, I mean, it's as bad as it was described. I mean, there's no way of describing it any other way. I was looking to see if I ever saw a sergeant or any supervisor at the scene. It's nighttime, so it's very difficult. So I was looking for chevrons or something that would indicate a supervisor. I haven't seen that yet. But that's something that, I guess the police chief would know whether or not there was a supervisor on the scene, but I haven't seen one yet.
You and Darren both mentioning the importance of that. Joey, one thing that the chief just mentioned, you see the people standing around, and that is the other part that just stands out about this. They are standing around, even when the paramedics come, and I want to clarify, I earlier said the two firemen were fired. They were put on administrative leave, so I want to clarify that. But that
see,
also
I told
you.
You
have a guy that they know they did this to, and he's just sitting here. We're just watching this. He's continuing to stand there. You've got at one point, if you count, I've counted at least 8 people.
Yeah, nobody ain't doing
really,
nothing.
Just horrific. It's brutal. It's very difficult to watch, Aaron. You know, I'll tell you this. My dad was a police officer. May he rest in peace.
I swear, I'm sorry. Self-hate, all of that. It's to me, and y'all help me out. Just help me out. Help me out. Let's just think back. Now, just say if these cops were white, what would the conversation be like? You see how they are commentating right now? It's hard for me to believe that these people are very sincere. It's very hard. We are listening and hearing the things that they all supposed to say on all situations, even when it's done by white cops, done to a black person. They always have to change the narrative, tiptoe around the damn tulips. beat around the bush to say exactly what's going on, because they would start coming up with things like, well, maybe he did something for them to do that or something like that. I just feel like this conversation is needed as far as the commentary that Joey Ramsey and the lady that's speaking on CNN, how they are commentating on it. This is stuff that needs to be said, that we need to hear. And we are feeling what they're saying. However, if the tables, if it was just a different ethnicity that was in an authoritative position that did this to this guy, I swear to God, we would not be hearing. We'll be mad at the commentators. Maybe it's me, but it just feel weird.
And he always told me that out of all the weapons that he had, the most effective weapon he can ever use was
from the officer's actions, to their words, to what has happened to this young
man. Area code 878. Give me a second. I got
you. They sound like they're hanging out at a barbershop or outside of a bar talking shit. That's what they sound like. They don't sound professional.
Oh, shitty cursing.
Like they're just, hey, man, making up excuses. Yeah, and he did this and he did that. I can't believe that these are professional.
That's Don Lemon talking
and
like that?
From the very beginning, the police chief is right. They started. They were amped up. And I believe your panelists, Joey, all of these guys are right. All they had to do was explain to him why they were stopping him. He said, why are you stopping me? You all are doing a lot. All they had to do was tell him why they were stopping him, and they didn't do it. They kept going. So what I may have run, too, if a bunch of people just ran up to my car and tried and pulled me out and became aggressive. I might do the same thing. So he runs. And then they find him. It is obvious the man is trying to run home to his mom.
And he's calling out. He's calling out his mom and shit. Same thing with.
And then they catch. Oh my God, man! You hear them talking crap again. Your mom, she can't hear you, as if your mom can hear you. And I'm gonna tase or pepper spray the shit out of you. I'm gonna baton the F out of you. They're saying all of these things. It doesn't sound. Why? What is the need for that? And then they get him on the ground, and this poll camera is, you're right, it is the most damning. Now, listen, I have to be honest. This is bad in that this man, young man, is dead. Is it Rodney King? I don't believe. I think this is Tyree Nichols. It's different. Rodney King was beat for baton for minutes. If you go back and look at the Rodney King video, Rodney King was on PCP. This gives you this extra strength that police officers can tell you about. It is different. Is it just as bad? It's worse because this man was killed. Rodney King wasn't killed. He ended up dying eventually from something else. This is awful in its own. This can stand on its own. So we don't need to. But there, Shimon, in action of the
you
police
know
officers.
Kind of reminds me of like movies you watch, like thugs, like gangs. They like gang up on someone. They hold them back.
Nanny want to call the officers thugs. You see how the narrative, you see they want to say exactly what they want to say from an authoritative position, meaning as them being cops as well. Like, just listen to what they're saying. You know, thugs, meaning black people, man.
As we're talking about these officers when they're...
I want to see some more footage.
As we're talking about these... Now, let's bring in CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta to help us through that. Sanjay, this man is...
alluding to 855... to death, ultimately. Heard the trajectory is that the brain will just continue to swell, and that's the real problem, and that's why timing is so.
Oh, let's hear that. Let's hear that again.
You have, you are sort of lapsing in and out of consciousness, but the trajectory is that the brain will just continue to swell, and that's the real problem, and that's why timing is so critical. I mean, you have to.
And look how he's moving on the ground, and they just standing there watching this dude. Look at this. They're just standing there watching this nigga in agonizing pain. They're not doing nothing. I want to bang on my desk so bad, but like I said before, it's a lot of stuff on here, and I don't feel like picking shit up if it fall. But goddamn, bro, look at that shit. All of them niggas need to go to jail. All of them.
It, you know, it is amazing as we watch this together.
Sanjay told us, you know, we've seen multiple instances of blunt head trauma where his...
Let me take this call. I got to find the other footage as well. Area code 878. You on the air. What's poppin'?
Hey, my name is Mark. I'm from Beaver Falls, PA. It's right outside of Pittsburgh, PA. But listen, I'm a white dude, number one. But
okay.
I'm not racist. I'm not racist. I see people for how they act, man. You know what I mean? But the thing that got me, man, is that why they're not attending to that dude is because they don't want to tell whoever that they just got done beating the shit out of them. So that's not even being said to nobody, like paramedics and shit. Like, why? They're not even saying, why do you like that? Yeah, because we beat the fuck out of them. No one's telling nobody that. That's why they're not rushing to that dude. I mean, I think that's a big, one of the biggest lies being told right there is nobody's admitting the outside of the original crew that the dude that we beat the shit out of him before y'all got here. So that's all I wanted to say. But I think it's fucked up, man, the whole scene. I've been involved with cops. I got beat up with cops. I've been in prison a bunch of times. But, yeah, this is fucking nuts, man. And it's really nuts. That whole department should go. But
absolutely.
Let me
ask you this question. And a reasonable, and you can give your own thoughts. Now, if the police were your ethnicity, if they were Caucasian, right? Would have the outcome have been the same? As fast as they got arrested, fired without administrative leave? Would all of those things have been different?
Well, I've been in a penitentiary before where every top person was a black person. The warden, the lieutenants, the sergeant, they were all black because it was a mostly black population in penitentiaries. But I guess there's a white person somewhere in here, man. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I mean, obviously, prior to this incident, when officers were white, they all got fucking put on administrative leave and stuff. They didn't get fired right away. Now, them officers currently being black, them being fired right away, I don't know what you mean by that. What does that mean? But that's why they fired them, because they were black? Or I think it was just so egregious what they did, and the video shows how egregious it was, and that's why they fired them. I don't know if they fired them because they were black, man. I don't know, man.
I mean, like I said, I try not to make this to a race debate. However, it's just so many examples have proven that if it was different, the outcome would have been different. Not saying that along the line that they have to face the consequences for their doing this. Like
you're leaving a lot of room.
You're
trying to predict something that might have happened in this instance that didn't happen. You have to go by what did happen, right?
Of course, I'm going by exactly what happened. It's like the same thing with Rodney King. They beat the shit out of him, and they all got acquitted. There's other situations where, as we can identify or reference to give as an example of how. Another prime example. I forgot what it was.
I think it's good they got fired. I think that's good. That's good money right there.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Money they got fired. They should be fucking. They should be tortured, them cops, for that shit. They should be getting, and they probably won't get no time. You know that. I know that. They won't get no time.
They probably won't get time. They're going to have to move out of Memphis, I tell you that, because four out of five of them got bonded out, so I'm pretty sure their whole family is moving out.
That's where you're from down there? You're from down Memphis?
Nah. I'm from Australia. I just got a real thick United States accent.
I like his channel. I like watching your channel, man. You got shit besides this or just this golf stuff?
That's right, man. Well, thank you for watching, and make sure you donate to the goddamn channel for your appreciation.
All right.
All right.
I'll try to throw you a couple of dollars, Cuzzo. My man. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can say Cuzzo. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Australia. You know, I'm just I just got a real thick, you know, foreign accent, okay? But anyway, yeah, that's how it is. Listen, I'm from Australia, man, but I've been out here for a minute, you know? I really didn't want to tell everybody, but I'm actually from Australia. So I'm sorry, y'all. Mike is from Australia. Okay? Now, I'm trying to go back to the goddamn video. I can't even see it no more. But hold on. If anybody else want to call in, please call in and let me know your thoughts on what we just saw. All right? Let me go to CNN one more time. One more time. But it's so fucked up how they did that dude, man. It's so fucked up how they did him. They did him really dirty. Live TV. Hold on, I'm waiting for this shit to... It's on another window, too.
To start, what's it about? Well, it was traffic, sir. Okay, so this is traffic only. We're not chasing a stick-up man. We don't
We're going to watch this a little bit more, and then that's it, man.
We don't have a gun in the car. So let's wind this thing down.
A little bit more,
let's
then.
Wind this thing down.
We're going to talk about something else.
None of that occurred. This is an incident that is entirely self-propelling, and that's a problem, and one that the chief recognized. She said, I have a span of control problem. We don't have enough supervisors. John Miller, everyone there, stand by in New York. We're live here in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're going to go live to our colleague, Sarah Seidner, who is at the scene where Tyree Nichols was beaten by police. She's going to show us exactly where the police beating happened. Plus this, we are watching protests right now in cities all across the U.S. These are images that you're going to look at in just a moment. There it is, WUSA, our affiliate there out of Washington. We'll be back in just a moment live here on CNN with our special coverage of AC360.
If we don't get it!
Yeah, this whole situation is crazy, man. Now, Mike, you reach and they charge them because they are guilty, bro. No, absolutely. I'm not saying that these guys are not guilty. I don't want to get my point misconstrued. All right? I don't want to get it misconstrued. I am just saying there's plenty of cases where when the police were white, right, they got off and they were put on administrative leave. That's the point. Not like fired and locked up. There's plenty of cases where police have killed an unarmed black man and got off. That's all I'm saying. And the narrative from these anchors and newscasters, the narrative always been coded with, you know, language, like coded language, meaning they are on code. And there's those two instances where the black cop killed this white lady, like this white lady that came up to the cop car, and he ain't know who she was that killed her. He's in jail right now. What about the guy that was chasing that fucking criminal, and he was driving with his white son in his truck, and a black cop shot, didn't know the kid was in the back seat. He wound up killing the kid, and he went to jail. So that's, I'm just giving facts. I'm not creating anything. I'm just seeing the dichotomy, the difference. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why I said what I said. It's just different. So those cops are definitely guilty. I hope them niggas never see the light of day. And that's real shit. Fuck them niggas. Exactly. To simplify everything. Thank you, Occupy Media. Just to simplify what I just said, even though I said it very, very perfectly, but black cops are treated differently. Thank you for simplifying everything that I said. That's basically what I'm saying, to sum it up. So that's basically true. You understand? So, but I just see it like, even with the protesting, you already know who's benefiting from that. George Soros and all that. You know, come on, man. But even though you should be outraged, absolutely outraged, but, you know, I just don't trust shit anymore. Oh, no, wrong one. Let's go. Oh, shit, I got to take this off. I don't want to. All right, be right here. All right. But if anybody else have any thoughts on what we just saw, just call in, man. but very, 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 very disturbing. Very disturbing. And just like the other kid, when you could tell that he was nervous, he was saying, yeah, they're going to kill me. Remember, he ran into the into the street and they killed him. I think that was in Los Angeles or whatever. Like they killed them. They tased them so many times. They killed them. It came to the point where black people has seen so many of us being murdered by police. When we do happen to be around police or come in contact with police, nigga, y'all know the anxiety that happens, the nervousness, the scaredness that happens within our people, because we are always treated as criminals and seen as criminals. So you want to be just like the pregnant lady. The cop wound up getting fired. They was trying to pull her over, the black lady, and it was that night she pulled over into like some a parking lot where there's a store where it's public, and the cop was threatening to shoot her, and she was telling her she's pregnant, and he was like, he don't care and all that stuff. You understand? We are afraid of you motherfuckers. So that's why they may run, or they'll be very nervous, because once you are in handcuffs, you pretty much fucked. You can't really defend yourself. So you motherfuckers be nervous to put their hand behind their back, because who knows what they're going to do. That's not our fault. That's their fault for making us scared like that. Nobody want to look at that. Like, black people, especially black men, just supposed to be, just take shit on the chin. Like, black people, period, just to take it on the chin and don't cry, don't panic. You are emotionless. You don't feel any pain. You don't have any empathy. You don't have any nervousness. Just take it. And we don't give up. Nobody cares about the thought process of a black person. We don't even care about our own thought process of being black. Nobody cares. That don't mean we shouldn't. But at the end of the day, man, this shit is crazy. It's fucked up out here for us. Until we all get on cold, I'm telling you, this is going to continue. If there's going to be ramifications, if there's going to be a reaction to actions, these motherfuckers will think twice about harming us or bodying us. Because once they kill somebody and one of their own dies, somebody from their family, they get snatched up from their job and never seen a fucking game because you want to be a dickhead racist cop and kill an innocent, unarmed black person. These motherfuckers will think twice because they know it'll be ramifications for their actions. Sometimes, I'm not promoting it, but sometimes when you give somebody their own medicine, they begin to understand. Ass-whipping is needed to be handed out, but we know the outcome of all this. But when, like, sometimes shit just need to happen in order for shit to stop, son. Plain and simple. Some shit just need to happen. And then we go to, I forgot, Tyree Nichols' brother speaks too. Let me show that. That's what I forgot to play anyway. Shit.
Have you had issues with your statin?
No.
Or maybe you stopped taking it altogether.
No.
Was the
the brother of Tyree Nichols still lives in Sacramento, but he told me that he and his family are not happy until all five of these officers are convicted. Now, following the announcement today of these charges, he does tell me that this is a step in the right direction.
It's been nearly 3 weeks since Tyree Nichols was killed.
Yeah, this was definitely good news.
Jamal Dupree says for now, he's glad to see these five former Memphis police officers held accountable for their actions.
What happened here does not at all reflect proper policing.
On January 7th, Nichols was killed during a traffic stop in Memphis. These five officers have since been fired for their involvement in that stop. And today, all of them were slapped with a long list of charges.
Second-degree murder, aggravated assaults, aggravated kidnapping resulting in bodily injury.
They were also charged with official misconduct and oppression. Today, Dupree sat with us as the Shelby County District Attorney announced the charges and says it's difficult to see how this will all play out.
It really doesn't mean nothing at this time until they actually found guilty for the actual charges, you know, because there's still a good chance that they can walk free from this.
Following the DA's announcement today, attorneys for Desmond Mills and Emmett Martin III held a press conference on behalf of their clients. Mills' attorney says he'll be posting bond and is in the process of being released.
To be accused of something like this hurts him on another level.
Claiming this crime isn't in his nature.
A gentle, respectful father.
Shut up.
Martin's attorney saying this is every officer's worst nightmare.
One of their worst fears.
No. Kiss my ass. I don't want to hear all that shit. Mm-mm. You should have thought about it before he said all that shit on that fucking camera. Y'all niggas ain't fooling no motherfucking body. You feel me? Let me see if I can find that video again. Let me see something, y'all. Let me try to find that video again, even from the overhead, because I really didn't get a chance to see it because I took the phone calls. Hold on, just bear with me. Let me try to find another angle of this. Come on, baby. Oh, wow, I don't even know if that's how he really looked. Okay, decent young man, yeah. That's fucked up how they murked that man. Decent-looking young man, yo. That's crazy. You don't look like no fucking drug addict, none of that crazy shit, man. Hold on, y'all, because I don't want to have to show every window that's open and shit. I have to do all that. Stop sharing and share. That's too much. So just bear with me while I look for it, y'all. All right? And I don't know why, but I don't see anything. Yeah, you kind of have a point, Neek, about the videos being shown so fast. Kind of have a point. Come on, baby. Shit. Do they have the video on Instagram right now? Let me see something. Hold on. I want to see that overhead, that pole camera. Okay. Oh, man. Okay, I might have to go to Instagram or maybe Twitter. Okay, let's see. I'm pretty sure it's definitely on Twitter by now. I want to see the overhead one. Let me go to Twitter real quick. Hold on, I'm going on Instagram right now. I mean,
I'm getting paid until next week.
I got you.
Let me go to Instagram. I mean, I keep saying Instagram, Twitter, real quick. Right, we got 6 minutes of it. Hopefully they show the camera on the pole and shit. Let's see. Pretty sure we seen some of this already too. Come on, baby. Oh, yeah, we know it's muted. Like, we've seen this shit, though.
Southbound on Ross. Ross and Cassidy Lane. You wipe your spray again? Hey,
here it is. This is the other angle. I had to open up another window. Here it is, right here. There it is, right there. Look at that. Instead of just putting them in the fucking dude. Oh shit. Look at that. Look, yo. No one is saying anything. Wow. I'm not watching that again, especially for YouTube purposes. Wow, son. Wow, son. Y'all seen that? Excuse me. Wow. 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 Damn. That's fucked up, yo. That's fucked up. I don't know what's going on here, but okay. That's fucked up, son. Let's see what he about. I think this is him. Doesn't look like a criminal to me. Or a thug, right? Thugs don't skateboard. Damn, I knew they probably took this shit off Facebook. I could guarantee. Bye. Y'all don't look like no... I'm trying to find him on Facebook, but I'm pretty sure they took down his account. Damn. Yeah, they sure did took down his account off Facebook. They sure did. Yeah. Oh, man. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Wow, son. Look at that shit, man. Nah, man, that's fucked up, son. Yeah. So this is what this the kind of kid he is. That's really crazy, man.
Unconscious on the ground after they beat him and kick him, they leave him there. They prop him up against the car, he falls over. They prop him up against the car, he falls over. They prop him up against the car, he falls over. And you have all these people on the scene and they're not rendering help. This is awful. This is a failure, not only in policing, it's a failure in humanity. And I'm uncomfortable actually watching it. And I know this is my job as a journalist, but this is uncomfortable. We're watching a man being beaten to death on live television right now. It is a
but we're live doing it. And he's not even restraining. Oh, nah, I can't. I really can't play that. Wow. The dude is not even trying to refrain from being like that. Then you heard when he said, they said, put your arm on your back. He said, all right. I think they're just saying that for the camera because they know it's probably on and it's recording. But they know they wanted to beat that boy up. He is not refraining from being put or being detained, being in cuffs or being detained. These niggas wanted to do that, man. Just like my boy said, because it's true. A lot of them go through that training, not enough training, but the training that they go through and they don't, you know, they don't really come in contact for what they training for all the time. You know what I'm saying? They want the action. They don't want to get in the midst of the drama. They want to lock somebody up. You know what I'm saying? They want excitement. So when they do finally have that excitement, they want to let it all out. It's a lot of pain they want to get out. You know what I'm saying? And they want to take it out on other people, man. That man did not deserve that, man. On Joe Biden, I really don't give a fuck about his statement. Who cares about Joe Biden? But this is so sad, bro. Oh, okay. Now, this is the shit I didn't see.
Hey, I didn't hear
That's how he got away. That's how he got away. Wow, there we go.
Get on the ground!
before I break your arm? Wow, man, it's wow. I don't know how to process this shit, man. You can tell the difference between, you know, if you want to call him a thug, or you could come on, man. That shit was really unnecessary. These cops really be abusing their fucking authority. No one, the biggest gang is the police, man. They want to talk about the neighborhoods where we follow the no snitching code. Okay, that's what we do. But don't make it seem like your backyard is clean. The code of blue has always been there from the beginning of time, of their inception after being labeled as slave catchers. Y'all know the whole timeline. But y'all always had that secret code of blue, the blue code of silence. Y'all don't never jump in to save anybody's life. You let your officer, you know, beat up and do unnecessary excessive force to regular people, and y'all don't step in any of that. You seen footage of some officers trying to stop other officers from doing people really bodily harm, black people bodily harm and stuff like that. That's very, very rare. But y'all are the biggest gangs out here. You know what I'm saying? It's just real fucked up, man, just watching just minutes before this man was murdered, man. That's how life is just crazy. Life is just crazy. This whole shit is crazy, man. This shit make me want to have a drink for him. Like, for real. Like, have a drink for this dude, man. You know what I mean? I do got some OG Kush over there. And I got my my Royal Rolling papers. I like the Bob Marley papers, but it's too much stuff they got in there. But those papers are really good. Those joint papers, the Bob Marley joints. But Raw, I like those too. But I might just roll one up for him, man. Really roll one up for him. Let me see if anybody else have anything to say on that, or 818. Damn, I didn't know you was holding on. Area code 818. If anybody y'all want to call in, please call in. And please show some love to the platform, son. I got to curse y'all out. Show some love to the platform. The links is right there. Show some love to the platform if you enjoying this great content. I appreciate you. But with the blood clot, man. 818, what's popping, man? What's up?
Yeah, I'm calling in from L.A., and the comparison that you're making between white police officers and black police officers,
yes,
is not justified. We know the,
yes,
history. We know the history between the whites and the blacks in this country. We know that there have been a beef for more than 400 years. Is it the same thing with the black police officer? Should we expect the same treatment of our sons and daughters from the black police officers, from the white police officers? What is our hope? Do we have any hope?
That's the only thing that we can hang on is faith and hope. But until we stand up, then only thing we're going to have left to have some kind of positive outlook is hope. Hope without doing anything is dead. Faith without work.
We come every day about community policing. We need more black officers on the phone, on the force. We need them to police the black community, and this is what we get.
Exactly. That's true.
This is what we get from them. Policing is a global issue, and it needs global reform. How do we curb the power? How do we curb the power that the police have? Just think they can just treat people any kind of way. They can just brutalize people. Look what they did to that man. You expect four black brothers. You come upon four black police officers in the street. This is how you would expect to be treated. Wouldn't you expect a little bit better treatment than if you come upon four white police officers?
Exactly. It's a mindset that we need to have, because when they're in their own neighborhoods and they're policing their neighborhoods, when they look at little Joey, they see their own family. It reminds them of someone that they grew up with or that's in their family. They look at their own as their own. We look at our own through the lens of, you know, them, the other people.
Through their lens,
so basically.
So whose fault is it that the white man loves his brother more than the black man loves his brother? That's been demonstrated over time and time again, that the white man loves his brother way more than the black man loves his brother. Whose fault is that? Is it the white man's fault? Is he supposed to love you more
it's
than
both.
He loves his own brother?
It's both.
Are you supposed
both,
to love your own brother more than you love him?
It's more on us, but it's both. But it's more on us because we should know better. Because, you know, like this is how we lost everything, because we thought their ice was colder, their toilet seats were warmer, their water fountain was more crisp. We thought their baseball league was way better, even though the Negro Leagues supersedes their talent. You understand what I'm saying? Our clubs that we had, our movie theaters, we really just thought because of what was around us, who was who dominated, who was in authority, who controlled the economics, who controlled the police, who controlled the jobs, who controlled the schools, everything. So it was like, damn.
They set that hierarchy. We're not busy trying to set hierarchy. We're not busy trying to develop investment clubs and research groups and think tanks and we're busy trying to do what we just saw in different ways. You keep saying they did this, theirs. Where is ours? When are we gonna start working on ours? You can't
right.
fight for what somebody else is. You can't force somebody else to share what theirs with you. That's their hierarchy. When they set it up where they control the power. What are we doing to create some powers? We're beating down our own. At least I'm like, oh, my gosh, if I got two sons, if they run into a black police officer, I definitely wouldn't expect them to be treated that way. I would hope
exactly.
that the white police officer would be respectful, because I really have decent sons, and my sons are not bad boys out in the street trying to cause problems or anything. But even so, how do we curb the power of the police, because policing is a global problem. It happens everywhere and it happens every day.
These marches just last
for a minute. Tomorrow everybody goes home and everything stays the same. Who are we holding accountable? Are we holding Joe Biden accountable? Who should we hold accountable? Who are going to change these policies, and when are we going to call out that these policies has to be changed, and police officers are not your dad, they're not your mom, they're not there to discipline you, they're there to take you before the court so the court can make present evidence and make a decision. This beating stuff where they think they have a right to put their hands on grown men, who wants to go to jail? Nobody wants to go to jail. Even if you're wrong, you don't go to jail.
Right. No, I definitely understand. I understand everything that you're saying. We just need to take accountability. We definitely need to be on code. See, we have to be on code. And I think these cops understand what black people need, because I'm pretty sure they've been treated the same way we all been treated. But I think when they get that badge, you know, it's not a black thing, it's a blue thing. You know what I'm saying? But however, as far as us, we all have to take accountability to what happens to us. Everybody, like I said before, every other race, like just like white people, you think all white people get along? You think they didn't all rob each other, kill each other, steal from each other? You don't think all Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Jamaicans, Trinis, Venezuelans, Australians, anybody else, any other culture, you don't think they killed each other, robbed each other, did each other dirty? Okay, girl. Hold on. My point, what I'm saying is, they know how to stay on code, even though their house needs to be clean, even though they got their own inside internal turmoil going on within their own people. But at least when they come outside, it's them against the world. It's them economically self-preservation. They all against the world to preserve their own culture and maintain some kind of economical power. Us, we use as us doing each other dirty to stay safe, separated. This is the stupid shit that we do. So it's a lot of things that we need to do as a culture. And we are separatists, because at the end of the day, I can tell that you are from an island, from a Jamaica or something like that. We all black at the end of the motherfucking day. So we already have an identity crisis. So if we all put this shit in one bowl, us as melanated beings.
What is the crisis? We are black. What is the crisis?
You said,
what is the crisis that we have? We are all black. We do have
an identity crisis. We do have it.
How?
We have colorism. We have colorism, paper bag. We still talk about the light skin, dark skin. We do have cultural differences. Oh, I'm from Yard. You a Yankee boy. I'm from Trini. You this. I'm from Dominican Republic. You're black. It's a culture. We do have cultural differences that we know we all the same, but just from different regions of the fucking planet. Some been dropped off early. Some haven't. We know we still the same, but we still
some is from London. Some is from France. Yes. Some is from. They're all the same way from different places, but they don't treat each other the same way we treat others,
Now the question is, whose fault is that?
Ours.
Who exactly, and who done more for who to try to bridge the gap? And I don't want to make this into our own conflict, but I can say a lot of us here has tried to get everybody else from outside of America to come here from the 1915s into the 1960s to help everybody else come here. And we bled, got lynched, killed, shot, and to do that, and people still come here and look at black Americans as the fucking enemy. So, but I don't want to get into that, but that's one of the things that we have.
We bled Jamaica. We're bleeding today in Africa. We bleed today in where we go, we bleed. It just doesn't happen here. Anywhere black people go, they get the same treatment by others.
Exactly.
And to watch
we
our
know
own
that.
People treat our own sons the way these four men just treat this man is just beyond understanding. And if
that's
they, if
why
we
need to be on
and
cold,
other
love.
People see us treat each other this way, how do we expect them to treat us?
This is why
we
need
to they listen. Don't hear their dirty laughs.
Listen.
You don't see four cops.
Look. We are singing. We all are singing the same song. You see how they treat us, right? So if we all know that, just like Marcus Garvey said, leave your religion at the door. We all need to leave our religion at the door, our culture as at the door, not use that as a reason to separate ourselves because I'm from here, you from here. No, let's put that shit, leave that shit at the door. We all have a common enemy here, a common cause, and a cultural objective that we need to do. So we all need to leave our differences at the door, come to the table, and agree on things that we find in common that we need to execute for us to begin to create self, economical power and self-preservation as a culture. That's what we need to do.
So after seeing this, what's your take on community policing, that we need more black police in the community to police the community? What's your take on that? Do we still need more black police in the community after today, after what we just saw?
Absolutely, because if we put more of those Anglos, it'll be way worse. Yes. Some of it. So I can't – those five idiots, we can't use them to shield all the other good ones that will treat you differently. I done bumped into a whole bunch of black cops, some that I grew up with. Shit used to give me bullets and shit like that, but that's a whole nother story. But there is other people out there that we can't use them as the template to hate all other black cops. I don't want to do that. I think more black cops should be in our in our areas, especially the ones that probably grew up there or whatever, that know such and such, such and such, if we would treat each other more differently, not letting you go off shit that you do dumb, but don't be so excessive. You will know them. You know what, you know how to talk to them and shit like that. So we, the more familiarity that we all have in common with each other, I think we do need to, you know, not to be too long with it, but yes, we do. Just to answer the goddamn question.
Did this come across as a personal attack to you? Does it look like they know this man and they had it out for him? Was this personal?
I don't know. It was no. Well, I didn't say that it was personal. I'm just saying we can't all identify as a culture, as a group of people. That's what I'm talking about. It's like when if I don't know you from nowhere, from anywhere. So just saying, if I happen to meet you, I need to see you as my auntie. Even though I don't know you, I need to see you as my cousin, as my niece. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's what I mean by that. So when I see you, I see me. When you see me, you see your uncle, you see your little brother.
Mama that I didn't give birth to. And I shelter a whole lot of girls and boys and everybody else. And I just feel ashamed for what I saw. I just feel ashamed. And I'm not going to use the what a white cop do to justify what they just did, because I expect better treatment from my own son than what I would expect from another woman's son.
Absolutely.
I expect better treatment from my own daughter than what I would expect from another person's daughter. And it just breaks my heart. And I saw the mom saying he's praying for them. But me, no, I would not be praying for them. I'm sorry. My prayer is asking God, I'm leaving vengeance up to you, but vengeance is what I seek. You know, I'm
Absolutely.
Not praying for nobody that beat down my kid and take his life away that kind of way. It's just really, really bad. But let's not use what the white officers do to justify what they did. They need to get, I think it should be first degree murder.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Well, I want to say thank you for your call and where you're originally from.
I'm from Jamaica.
Salute to all my Yachty people. All right. Salute to you.
We bleed everywhere. We bleed everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everywhere. Absolutely. We bleed in Jamaica. Bleed in Africa. Everywhere we go, we bleed. We don't only just bleed here.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to say thank you for your call, sweetie, and stay blessed. Thank you.
Taking my call.
No problem. Peace. Love everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Love everywhere, wherever you from. Y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? So it's all love. Definitely appreciate that, sister, for calling in. Now, for all my, this is what I meant to ask her. Now, I know y'all heard of Ninja Man, you know what I mean? A legend. Now, I want to know what this means. So for all my Yachty's, maybe you can call back in 818. But what did he say right here? None Fee Duck. I want to know what Fee Duck mean. But, yo, this is funny as hell. This is my guy right here, though. He's a legend, too. Shout out to Ninja Man. Legend.
The truth. You tell me. How old are you?
I'm Wally Patan.
How old are you?
Right now, at me young age, Mr. Young, bold and beautiful, I'm 37 years of age, the 24th of this month.
How many children do you have?
22, baby mother. I was batting careful, a good cricketer.
Good cricketer.
You were batting careful. How did you manage to have 23 children?
Because I lick all of the runs. I'm never orthodox.
What do you mean by that?
Huh?
What?
I never orthodox.
I never orthodox. He said, I lick. Hold on.
The truth.
One more time, goddammit.
I'm woolly for time.
How old are you?
Right now, at me young age, Mr. Young, bold and beautiful, I'm 37 years of age, the 24th of this month.
How many children do you have?
23. 22, baby mother. I was batting careful. I'm a good cricketer.
Yeah.
If you're batting careful, how did you manage to have 23 children?
Because I lick all of the runs. I'm never orthodox.
He look all of them unfeeducks. Somebody got to translate that one for me, man. I know a lot of what they be saying, but I ain't catch that one, man. Shout out to Ninja Man. Let me look in the chat real quick, goddamn. What he say? What he say? Oh, nobody can't translate the shit? Oh, y'all ain't shit. Okay? See, nobody else call. All right. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Oh, shit. Hold on, hold on. Let me take that off. Because I don't want to show that. All right. We're going to do the sidebar. Why is the shit freezing now? Yo, what the fuck? Oh, right there. I'm sorry. Shit. All right. I'll feed ducks. Birds. Duck hunting. All right. That's what's up. You. That's my guy right there. All right. Let's sidebar, then I'm getting up out of here, man. I've been here long enough. All right. Yes. Yeah, this nigga screamed like a little bitch. This is crazy. Two ladies arrested after cutting the airline's employee face during a fight in Miami. Man, we got to do better out this motherfucker. Yo, you see how these motherfuckers, we really think they is so exquisite. When you run out of ideas, this is what you call, this is what they call fashion. This is some idiotic, stupid shit, and they be very serious with this. They have no other ideas? That's weird. That's crazy. Ladies, y'all put, oh yeah, he did shorty. Dirty. This nigga said, oh, I'm not playing this shit. Look at this shit right here, man. See that? Fuck out of here. Yeah, sit your little stink ass down. Let me tell y'all something. What he just did is correct. I do not want my child's mother being cool with my daughter's even thinking about twerking, okay? None of that shit. You mothers out there that think it's cool your daughters to be twerking, you need to get slapped. I don't care, not even as a joke. None of that shit cute. I would have did the same thing, probably not a little bit harder, but I would have did the same shit, okay? Now, you see what things happen inside the household. So listen. At the end of the day, live how you live. Live how you live. Raise your kids how you want to raise your kids. However, we cannot always blame the man for certain things happening, a man not being in that child's life. Sometimes we got to blame the mother too, because they initiate the shit. How cute y'all think this is?
You look sickening, darling. You want to see it? Okay, look at yourself.
Oh, my
dear. I can get inside. It looks
pretty, man.
Thank you. You're welcome. Do you like it? Okay, cool. But, yeah, continue.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look at yourself.
Oh, my dear.
I can get inside. It looks pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. That shit. Okay.
All that night, baby, you girl, okay. So what in the baby, you girl?
Girl, what the fuck?
All that night, baby, you girl, okay. So what in the baby, you girl?
Girl, what the?
Listen, shit is real in the field out here. And I just, I never listened to what was said here. This is going to be my first time right now. Let me see what the Baba, late great Dick Gregory has said.
Well, 85% of all children that drown in America today is African American. And 90% of those that drown, their mother and father can't swim. Why? Because when I grew up, you couldn't go to the white YMCA where they had a swimming pool. Huh? You couldn't go to the city swimming pool. Okay? When you make a whole race of people invisible, I'll wear green, blue, chartreuse, and all of you to laugh at me, you have to see me. Mm. And so I came here to the church and became visible. I got me a Cadillac, man, but I park it 6 blocks from work because if white folks see it, I think I'm going to get fired. Mm-hmm. But I could bring it to church. I couldn't wear my real clothes to work. Mm. I couldn't share with them white folk that my daughter and my son is at Princeton. But I could come to church and the preacher tell all y'all Just graduate.
Yeah.
See, back them days, if you died, you went from where you died to the undertaker. Okay? If it wasn't for the black church, I couldn't read it in the white paper that Mrs. Sulu is sick in Chicago and she passed. So the New York Times, my church bulletin was my New York Times.
Lord, that's coming out.
Rest in peace to the late great man, Dick Gregory. This bitch right here is crazy. Catnip.
Let me draw that red my car. I'm in the ill. Will he draw that red my car? Will he draw that red my car? I'm straight though. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. I'm on the E-way pushing that hoe. Real nasty shit. This weak-ass, I gotta give me an FIP.
Yep. But I never seen a nigga with this shirt. Shout out to my yard man.
Hola.
That nigga got a polo shirt, nigga. Get out of here, bro. Oh, shit. I'm almost done. Salute to Remy and the Queen Bee. Yeah, we know about that. Yeah, this shit right here, crazy right here.
Shot her terminally ill 77-year-old husband, Jerry, and after the shooting, police negotiators talked with her for nearly 4 hours. Eventually, they used a flashbang and a taser to get her to drop the gun. They say, though, she was never a threat to anyone else at the hospital.
They had a conversation about it, and they actually planned this approximately 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
that she continued to take a turn for the worse, that she wanted, he wanted her to end this.
Again, the judge said she'll continue to be held without bond at this point. The judge did not say when her next court hearing will be, and police say they're still investigating.
Yo, that lady fucking crazy, son. She crazy. She said if her husband told her if it gets a little bit if his sickness worsens, then basically take him out of here. But damn, she fucking killed him. She's supposed to have killed herself, but she didn't have the courage to kill herself. I don't know how true it is, man, but I understand, you know, that the pack that the wife and her husband may have, like if it get worse, look, man, just take me out of here. I don't want to suffer. I think she could have just pulled the fucking plug, nigga. Just pull all the plugs out. Why even shoot him? You understand what I'm saying? I think she should have just pulled the fucking plug. Now, this is goes along with what me and the lady from Jamaica and LA was just having a conversation about. This is what I wanted to say. This is the end of my life. Thank you for some of y'all that donated to the platform. Okay. Y'all would like to donate to the platform family. All right. The link is right there. All right. But listen to this dude right here. Shout out to Van Lathan.
Doesn't exist. I know why they say that. Cause I've been in them rooms when they saying that. When I kick it with black people and they're like, all white people are racist. I know why you're saying that. All the while, I have the privilege and luxury of not having generational trauma.
This is how people feel like they are. I'll let it play all the way back without any interjections. But you see how people who feel like they never, who haven't had a history of their family being slaves. So they feel like that generational trauma that they didn't have, it's a luxury, so they will feel that I'm not one of you. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about a mindset, but let's continue.
Because my parents were born in Nigeria. So, man, my method is removing some of the sting, because I don't have that sting, and trying to deliver a message in a manner that people can receive.
Okay. Let me tell you why what you just said offends me.
Okay. you saying that you don't have generational trauma and you didn't mean it this way, but the reason, and it's, I have to name it, you saying that you don't have any generational trauma in some way meaning, or that in some way meaning that.
Oh, shit. I shouldn't have did that. Damn it.
Doesn't exist. I know why they say that.
Damn it.
Because I've been in them rooms when they're saying that. When I kick it with black people and they're like, all white people are racist. I know why you're saying that. All the while, I have the privilege and luxury of not having generational trauma because my parents were born in Nigeria. So then my method is removing some of the sting, because I don't have that sting, and trying to deliver a message in a manner that people can receive.
Okay. Let me tell you why what you just said offends me.
Okay?
All right. You saying that you don't have generational trauma, and you didn't mean it this way, but the reason, and it's, I have to name it, you saying that you don't have any generational trauma in some way meaning, or that in some way meaning that your delivery method to white people is going to be either more effective or more sanitized is, to me, dangerous. And let me tell you why. Everybody that you just named and what you
doesn't exist, I know why they say that.
I apologize to you, Rachel, too, for sucking up all the oxygen in that interview. And I know the gentleman is your friend. I'm sorry. He is right. I am angry for so many reasons. I'm mad. And I need to be a better person in so many ways. There's so many ways I need to be a better person. So many ways I need to be more of an ally to black women. I apologize to you.
I really meant to look up the video. How long I've been here? I think I could give a little bit more. Let me go to the actual. Let me look it up on YouTube real quick. Let me get the full context of it. I'm not trying to watch a whole bunch of it because I'm really ready to go at the moment. Van Lathan and Emmanuel Echo. Okay, so here's the this. Oh, this was 7 days ago. Yeah, let's go to Emmanuel gets checked by. Oh, okay. Let's see this. Hold on. I should have watched the whole thing, but I didn't. I'll be honest with that.
And the man on the screen is Van Lathan. You probably recognize him from the show TMZ. He was there for a number of years.
Operational trauma in some way meaning, or that in all white people are racist. I know why you're saying that.
And then I'll follow up with commentary.
When white people say, well, racism doesn't mean.
Hold on. This is not even the actual. Hold on. Because it's not the actual video. Hold on. Let me go. Hold on.
Yo, Thought Warriors.
Hold on. I apologize to you, Rachel, too, for sucking up all the oxygen.
Tyler is on and his eye Van Lathan Jr.
And
I want to get it in context, and I just don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Just go off a little. I don't want to go off a little excerpt. I want to get everything in context, all right? So that's what I want to do. All right, so damn. All right, so let's go ahead. I just want to get a little bit of this guy's mindset real quick. All right,
higher learning family. We have a special guest in the building, best-selling author, host of Uncomfortable Conversations, The Black Man. Illogical is the book, and it is out on paperback. When, Emmanuel?
It is out here shortly in about 2 weeks from today. So out.
Podcast. He talked about all the beefs that he had with his various co-hosts over the years, and you were in that list of people. He said that you were angling for your own show.
Sal and I don't even have beef. I saw Sal, but through co-hosts I've ever worked with, So I didn't know Sal wasn't for sure coming back until I saw him.
Research more and get a deeper understanding of what the aim of the show was before you came on the podcast. And I have to admit, like, I just cannot fuck with it in any way. It almost feels, bruh, like I watch it and the show angers me. Have you ever had anybody else that's had that reaction to it?
Of course. Of course. I mean, if you want to avoid criticism, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wanted to avoid criticism, I would have to live my life inside my house and keep my mouth shut. So no doubt about it, man. I've had that all the time. More often than not, I hear positive feedback. I recall Akbar Abajabi Amila, someone I greatly respect. I'm sure you all have crossed paths with him at some point in time. You know, like, hey, thank you for saying what I did not have the words to say. But truth be told, bro, like, the show wasn't for you. And I think I've had to realize, like, yo, the show wasn't for everybody. The show, you're educated. And you are more than educated on what it takes to be a black man, because you are, in fact, a black man. You have lived in America as a black man. You know exactly what that looks like, feels like, sounds like, particularly based on generations. Show wasn't for you. The show was for people who have no idea what it might be like to walk in a black man and or woman's shoes. Show wasn't for Rachel. Rachel's my dog. Rachel's my sis. I've known Rachel since I was in high school, truth be told, because I used to run track meets in my old high school. Show wasn't for her. And that's no slight. It's just to say that created this show with the intention of enlightening people's eyes who had their eyes closed.
Mm-hmm. Rich?
We talked about it on this podcast before, and I remember, this is like, man, when we first started, and I remember I even told you, Emmanuel, I was like, listen, I said, this black people don't get it. They don't understand it necessarily. It's not necessarily for us. And I told you.
I apologize to you, Rachel, too, for a second of all the oxygen that I hear.
What I have heard when it comes to criticism about uncomfortable conversations is that